And all the harvesting is done by hand?
Definitely. We hired part-time laborers to come in to help, you know, during the high season. But everything else, all the planting, all the delivery, all the packing, all the production, all that processing was all done by hand. So with, you know, we just had the two tractors and a trailer to haul stuff back and forth. But but everything, market gardens tend to be very labor intensive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So whereas if, you know, you had large, you know, the mechanized farms like out in Surrey where you're just growing potatoes or cabbage or celery, you know, or some of the celeries are done that way, and some lettuce, you can get, you know, larger, you know, you can put in acres and acres of this stuff, and a lot of it, so like, you know, things like the potatoes and whatnot are all mechanized harvesting. So it makes that mm-hmm. a little more profitable. You know.
And did you have hothouses?
Yes, yeah. We would have started early in, I guess, maybe late February around that time, starting in the greenhouses, preparing flats for the seedlings, and then, you know, planting and getting them started in the greenhouse, and then towards May, I guess. You didn't put anything out until probably around the end of May, near the end of May. If you were direct planting into the soil, directly into the soil, you wouldn't start till near the end of May. But doing it, prepping them in the greenhouse and then taking them out to cold, and then transferring them out to cold frames, we were able to start earlier, maybe late March. Mm-hmm. You start putting things in, you know, because they've already been hardened off. The seedlings are large enough. They've been hardened off in the cold frames, and then you can, those, you know, we could plant direct into the ground as a seedling. Mm. And then by that time, as the temperature warmed, you know, the ground temperature warmed up enough, you could seed directly into the ground starting around the end of May.
Hmm. But you didn't use the hothouses to bring vegetables to full development.
We grew a lot of Chinese veggies, you know, like winter melon and fuzzy melon and that kind of, no, bok choy we'd grow outside.
Oh, okay.
But any of the melons, mostly for our own. That's when Mom only had a few plants like that, you know. So once the greenhouses are done, you know, once we could plant seed directly into the ground, the greenhouses weren't used much. Okay. So she used them to grow various kinds of Chinese, varieties of different kinds of melons, like, you know, the bitter melon, the fuzzy ones, the winter melon. That kind of stuff. Mm. They needed really hot weather to grow.
Okay. So as a young person growing up on the farm, I presume you were one of the workers on the farm too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So what was sort of your lifestyle as a youngster?
Come home from school and pick up a bucket and go weeding.
Oh boy! No, I mentioned I was going to ask what you did in your free time. It doesn't sound like you had much free time.
No, you don't get much free time. When you're just little. You know, and there isn't a whole lot you can do. So weeding is one of the biggest things. I remember my little brother and I would go out, and Dad said, "Well, go and weed that patch." That means, you know, or thin, you know, thin. A lot of times you overseed things like carrots and radishes, and so depending on the germination rate, you need to thin them out. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, your product is too small,
right?
Because they're too packed together. So thinning, weeding, that kind of stuff was, I can remember when we were little growing up. As we got big physically, then we helped out a lot more in the processing and packaging. As our workers would harvest the product, you know, they would lay it down, and then we'd come along with boxes and crates, or we would stack them onto trailers. Some stuff needed washing down, like things like radishes and carrots and things, or root crops, you know, we'd stack them onto the trailer, mm-hmm. and then hose it, and then take them back to the to the sheds for washing down and then packaging from there. So we, my brother and I looked after the processing and packaging of the harvest stuff.
And is that pretty well nonstop, or were there parts of the year which were fairly quiet?
Yeah, it's nonstop from, well, I guess starting in about April, you know, as orders started coming in, it become you work until you fulfilled that order for that day. Mm-hmm. You get in the queue, a phone queue to get your order for that day, and that's your marching order. So you worked until you fulfilled that order and had it packed and on the truck and for delivery next morning.
And how did that compare to other people? You were going to school. Did you ever get a sense that your lifestyle was really different from?
Yeah, we didn't get to go to too many parties, that kind of thing. School events. I don't ever remember going to a school dance or anything like that. I just didn't have time.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that towards the as I got into school band, so I starting in grade seven, I was in the school band program up until grade 12, and so any. I had to go in for early and some late practices, and sometimes, you know, weekend practices, depending on what concerts were coming up, that kind of thing, and then evening concerts and that kind of thing. So that sort of was my social, event. Otherwise, I was pretty much stuck in the farm. So.
And how was school for you? Was it nearby? Looking on the map
I started at Riverside, which is just down and around from where we were, and I think it was at Meadow and maybe 20th. That's where Riverside was. It's no longer there. It turned into they closed it and it became the Kenneth Gordon facility. And then I'm not sure what it is right now.
And how big was it at the time?
It was just a 4 or 5 room. Long with a covered thing at the back end of it for recess, and that was it. It was
4 or 5 classes of.
Yeah.
How big would you say the classes were?
I remember I was the last year to have grades, so this would have been 67, I guess. Last grade to have grade where grade 7 was up at McPherson. So it only ran from 1 to 6. There was no kindergarten, so it was just, I had grades 1 through 6, and then I had grade 7 up at McPherson, and then the year right after that, grade 7s had shifted down to the elementary, back to elementary. So I had grade 7 up at McPherson, and I remember in my grade 6, I think the class was so small, I think we only had maybe 8 kids.
Oh, really?
And so it was a combined 5-6 grade. And a lot of the other, because it was only a 4-room school, a lot of the other classes were combined classes. Mm-hmm. I remember having in, I think it was a 3-4 or 4-5, was a combined class as well.
That's an interesting contrast, because a lot of the schools in other parts of Burnaby in the early 50s, they were double shifting because they had so many students.
Okay.
I mean, the boomers were in the schools. But that, I guess, was not one of the most populated corners of Burnaby.
Yeah, it was very sparse. There was lots of farm or lots of big open spaces in that area. Because down Trap Road, Willard Trap Road, it serviced this little pocket down in there. Mm-hmm.